for VWA Mobile.
To VWA K4 OIM Mobile. Account to Steve.
K4 OIM, Walt, what is happening with you, big guy? How's your eyes doing? I've been listening in a little bit. I think your one is doing good. Did you get the other one done?
One, my left eye, the one that they did. Man, it is great, but I'm all messed up now wearing these bifocals with one good eye and having to look through the bifocals. It messes my good eye up now. I can take my glasses off and cover my right eye, and I can pull a schematic up on the computer for one of these old boat anchors, and I can read everything without having to enlarge the screen. I get the right eye done November the 14th, Steve. And man, I recommend this cataract surgery to anybody. It is absolutely painless, Steve. K4 OIM.
Great news, Walt. Congratulations. I'm glad that's working out so good for you. You know, I feel just about the same way about the new knees. Man, I'm back jumping ditches again. I tell you, some of the stuff they can do medically these days is pretty doggone good, ain't it?
Yes, I wish they could do something good about all these nerves they had to cut in my neck when they put them six plates in there. But like the doctor said, once them nerves are cut, they are cut. They don't grow back. But man, my eyes, I was always scared of somebody messing with my eyes. But man, this was absolutely painless, Steve.
Walt, I just got a phone call. I'll be back in there in just a minute with you, buddy. K4VWA, clear, temporary.
K4VWA, K4OIM. I'm sitting up here in line at New Prospect Elementary School waiting to pick my grandson up. So I'll be here in a little while.
K04 HKX. Hey, Walt.
You on your, I heard you and Daniel talking earlier. You on your way to get your eyes checked out, huh?
Yes, sir, I am.
Say you got a cataract. Get them removed, Patrick. It's absolutely painless. The VA kept telling me for years, oh, we can't do it yet. We have to wait till they get right. And nowadays, with the surgery, they recommend once you find out you got them, get them took off, Patrick. K4OIM.
I got cataracts, but because I'm just a little bit nearsighted or farsighted, whichever one it is where you can't read up close.
And bifocals, and he told me last week when I went back for the checkup, the first week after I had the surgery, I could only read the top line on the eye chart, and then last week I went all the way down to, I believe it was the sixth line. And he said, that my left eye was my worst eye. And he said, man, if you, your right eye does this good, I don't believe you're going to even need glasses. And like I was telling Steve, I can pull a schematic up on my computer now, and the Raj preamble for the net, and I don't even have to enlarge it. I was having to go up to 150% to read it with my bifocals on. And now I can cover that right eye and read everything on it, even the small print on the schematics.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
believe how bright the colors are and how vivid everything is. Like the doctor says, it happens so gradually when you losing your sight like that that you don't realize how bad your eyes are getting. But I started off like you. I was having problems reading the fine print and everything, and I was buying the reader's glasses at the drugstore, and finally they gave me an eye exam at the VA, and she said, "Who drove you over here?" And I said, "I drive myself anywhere I want to go. Why?" "Well, you need bifocals." And I didn't even know I needed glasses. But, man, I am sure that I listened to Tom and a couple others on here about the eye surgery. I am tickled to death with it, Patrick. K4OIM.
I'm really glad to hear that. It's always nice when something good happens to somebody. And, yeah, I heard those conversations with Tom telling you just to go get it done. It's not that big a deal.
Time my friend Chad's going to touch down in France. Man, I had a good time with him last night on the net. He was worried about the fly and eating them snails.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting there listening, and I was texting him pictures of escargot while y'all were talking to him, so I was torturing him on the other side.
We did some pretty good, too. I got to feeling guilty about teasing him about things, like the night he was calling the net in his underwear. I told him the last time I heard of anybody broadcasting on the radio in their underwear was Howard Stern. And that got away with him so bad he couldn't stand it. He said Miss Anna makes him dress up now when he calls the net and said he went in there the other night. Do I have to wear a tie? And I was going to call him and apologize. And then I heard Daniel ragging him about the snails and all. And I said, the heck with it. Let it ride.
Oh, yeah. Anytime me and Daniel can get it, we get him good. It's all in fun. He gives it back to us, so we enjoy it. But, yeah, we had fun with him last night.
Realize it, but he leaves himself wide open for some of these pranks we pull on him. But Chad's a good fellow, man. I can't believe the way he helped me. It started off when I had new wheels put on my truck. I bought some chrome wheels and I went up here at Inman Tire and they put them on with impact wrenches and they stripped the lug nuts, slam out of the brake rotors. And Chad come over and He had to cut the lug nuts off, and I told him, I said, I can handle it from here. I went in and took the brake rotor off. There wasn't nothing you could do for it, and well, I knocked the studs out, but they had done wallered out so bad I had to get a new brake rotor. I went in and got new brake rotors for both sides, and new pads and put them on, and he didn't charge me one penny. And when the freeze plug went out, I couldn't get nobody to help me do it for less than $1,000. And I finally got out there. It was one right behind the driver's side motor support. I jacked the motor up. Took the motor support out, man, after I got it, the hardest part was jacking the thing up and taking the tire off. But it didn't take me, once I got that done, it didn't take me 10 minutes to put that thing back in there. But one guy, I had to come over and look at it and give me a price. evidently he crossed my plug wires up. Because I told him, I'll jump the truck before I pay $1,000. And Chad come over and checked the wiring out. I went, and sure enough, the plug's on the left side had been crossed. And he didn't charge me a penny for that. Well, Patrick, the line is starting to move here, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now and get up here to the my place in line and pick my grandson up. So, KO4HDX, K4OIM, I'll be clear on your phone, Patrick.
Have a good day, and I did enjoy the net last night. Enjoy picking on Chad with you. And KO4HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.
KN4VWA.
Go ahead, Steve. I'll make it quick, though.
Hey, I'll make it quick. Listen, I heard y'all talking about picking on Chad a little bit, and just remember one thing. He's as good as gold, but you just got to remember to call him Boomer every now and then.
Fun with him last night with the snails. Oh, he was all worried. I talked to him this morning. He's still worried about it.
I missed that last night then. Doggone it. All right, well, listen, you go do your thing, and I'll talk to you again soon. I just got off of the phone. Hey, 73s, I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, KO4HKX, clear.